Totally acoustic, a home for unamplified music. Not plugged in, mic'd up, nor now, that's what it's totally about and why it's called Ooh, Totally Acoustic.
This is called I Come From The Fens, which and the reason I'm doing this tonight is because soon Steve and I will be doing this song as a duet, and I thought I'd get a chance to do it all on my own. This is called I Come From The Fens. I come from the fens, although you'd never know it. I've got a funny accent, but I don't like to show it. My friends have got 12 fingers, my sister's got 15. I come from the fens where everyone's like me. I come from the fens where no one has toboggans. The landscape is so flat, the gradients are longuns. We like to live not far above the level of the sea. I come from the fens where everyone's like me. I come from the fens where nothing obscures the sky. Heriwood the Wake hid here, but no one quite knows why. We like to keep our breeding circle in the family. I come from the fens where everyone's like me. I come from the fens where everyone's like me.
Thank you.
This is a song about having a boss who was in an indie band once, which is something that's happening more and more often to more and more of today's young people. I have some tunes to cover, and it's called My Boss Was in an Indie Band Once. My boss is in an indie band once, he's still got his paisley shirt. He reckons that the ethics of punk can be applied to the world of work. My boss was in an indie band once, he's still kicking out the jams. He says, here are three bullet points, go and form a business plan. My boss was in an indie band once. Yes, he was. My boss was in an indie band once, he never sold his bass. In the attic with a box of his singles and the master tapes. My boss was in an indie band once, and when he started working here, it was meant to be a temporary gig while he reassessed his rock career. My boss was in an indie band once. Yes, he was. Then he got a message on his MySpace from a girl in Kyoto. She's a lifelong fan and her record label wanted to know. Has he still got the master tapes? They want to do a re-release. Turns out he's got a cult following out there in the Far East. He was pleased, to say the least. My boss is in an indie band now, he's got a brand new band. They're 20 years younger than he is and they're on tour in Japan. My boss is in an indie band now, what, he's got time off? They've asked him, I wouldn't mind acting up to do his job. Now I'm the one who was in an indie band once. Yes, I was. I played the Bullengate. I was. Yes, I was. Nigel Blackwell knows my name. I was. Yes, I was. I met that Steve Lamack. I was. Yes, I was. And one day I'll be back. I was in an indie band once. Next act. Now, we did have another act booked this evening, full disclosure. We did have another act booked, but he fucking bottled it.
Boo.
He was like, boo, boo.
Leave that bit in.
So instead, I have a list. We're doing the next year's shows, and I've got a list of the people I'd like to ask. People who've not played Totally Acoustic before, so don't know what they're letting themselves in for. And so, at the top of the list of acts I was going to ask for next year was our next act. So I got in touch with him and said, would you come and play? And he said, all right then. And so, please welcome to the stage, the wonderful gentleman, Mr. Martin Osterwick.
Hey.
Can you cover professionally while I fuff about
making sure my guitar's in tune.
I think this is covering now. This
Am I good? Yeah. Am I doing it?
Yeah.
This,
yeah.
This is a song I wrote. I normally get really annoyed when people explain songs. Like I used to hate that when I used to go to folk gigs when I was younger. I played the folk gigs and that. When I go, someone go, "Oh, this is a song about this," and you get sort of 5 minute discussion about what the song was about. And then you sort of, by the time the song came around, you'd be like, "Well, I know what's going to happen." you don't even need to play it. Really. But I thought people apparently do quite like it if you give people some idea about the songs, what the songs are about, because some of the songs are quite weird and indecipherable. So this is a song I wrote, which is it's sort of written from the point of view of a conspiracy theorist, and it's written about this guy who's sort of. I thought of this character who's like a sort of paranoid character who's really, really self-conscious about stepping on snails. Because, I mean, that's not something anybody likes, but this character, like, it's something that's like one of his preoccupations. But also, he's like a conspiracy nut, and he thinks that the government or the CIA is trying to, read his thoughts. So I started thinking about voodoo, and I thought about voodoo being this thing where, traditionally, if someone gets a lock of your hair and a voodoo doll that looks a bit like you, they can nasty stuff to you, and I thought, well, I mean, I'm a scientist, what's the scientific basis for that? And maybe it's like the DNA in your hair, so in that case you've got to be super careful about other stuff that might be used for voodoo. So there's a bit of the song which is the sort of scientific basis for voodoo. I don't think that makes it's going to make the song any more clear. It's called the Day of the Snow.
Castle, I must stay. Well, I
this is my attempt to sort of write a Dylan-y song, and I suppose this is a good place to play it. It's called My Sensitive Feelings.
It's hard, it's really hard, just to paint a smile on, when they say so much more, these little acts of violence. So I can nod your head, eventually you'll agree, it's just my hand upon your chin, that's all that it would be. Don't ask me what to do with all these sand kickers around. We dance our pretty jigs, our feet are clawing at the ground. This isn't what you want, and I've set fire to ashes. Find another grain of sand in my Billie Holiday eyelashes. I'll hold your hands in mine and say the lifeline's strong with this one. You meet a tall, dark stranger from the Middle East. You'll have two rosy babies and the life that you want. Like I know every wrinkle, every crease. You said you might enjoy a lemonade one evening. I'm not a fool, that stung my pride and hurt me in my sensitive feelings.
Because I sometimes use my real name, and sometimes I use the band name, The Sound of the Ladies. But recently I realised it was after using it for about 10 years that it was a slightly crap name, so I tried to use it. But if you Google The Sound of the Ladies music, you'll find other examples of music that I have done, and that's from an album I did in 2012 as The Sound of the Ladies. I wrote this song about. This is another long story. I wrote this, a friend of mine who asked me to write a song for International Fascination of Plants Day last year. I said that I would because it happened to fall on my birthday, and so I thought that'd be quite a nice thing to do for my birthday, write a song about plants. And then, but as I got closer to the day, I realised that I didn't really find plants very fascinating. I don't have a garden or a window book or something. And then I started to think, well, maybe there are plants I find fascinating, and I started to read about the oldest trees in the world, and that sort of got me more interested. So the Methuselah tree, which is in California, there's an older one actually, I think, is nearly 5,000 years old, and I started to think about like that time scale in terms of like human history, and like if that tree was 100 human, if like what's a tree year is like 50 human years, and like what that would mean in terms of its age, and I sort of found out about this other tree colony that's 80,000 years old, which is just incredible. So I wrote something from the point of view of the oldest tree in the world, and it's called Methuselah, because that's the name of the tree, the Methuselah tree.
If you'd been around when I was a boy, you'd have been pushing rock over Salisbury Plain. If I lived to 100, even Methuselah, he'd have been 20 when he passed away. Prometheus, the bringer of fire, grew stronger and higher. I was not far behind.
They struck him down the blink of an eyelid. It felt like last summer, but it was a lifetime. There is a family of Shakers and Quakers. They live out in Utah, in a grove by a lake. I've been there so long, 7 of my lifetimes, before the first people came. But I'll never go to the elephant graveyard, where the salty seawater reaches the wood to the bone. Mile upon mile, the trunks laying down, the ocean has washed them back to their home. Tired and aging, the top of a mountain, a million fingers, but I am just one. Rocks were so old, even when I was young. And when I'm no longer, the rocks were gone. If you'd been around when I was a boy, you'd been pushing rock over Salisbury Plain.
This evening that is not written in blue, yellow and green felt tip on the walls of a railway station in Alfreton. Not much. This gentleman has played Totally Acoustic more than anybody else, not me, obviously. He is, frankly, John the Baptist, the patron saint of Totally Acoustic. Please welcome the man with more technology than Steve Austin. It's Mr. Pete Green.
Mid-afternoon, I'm hunkered in the winter garden with half a plant. I could nurse a languid coffee, people watch, walk back into common sight, sup pints, scribble verse till I'm half cut. I'm halfway through my life with 1.0 children, a difficult first album, semi with no hope. I repeat a half-assed vow to turn failures to art and recollect the frothing sixth form teacher who unearthed my furtive poetry, pinched it aloft like some squirming creature found in undergrowth and threatening injury. "What is the meaning of this?" he actually said. There were so many ways I could have answered. Thank you.
try to be what I should be. So, always in love. Never really stood a chance. I could be much more than this, but this is all there is. I'm almost done along this track, so I've got to look back.
Totally acoustic again. I'm going to get a t-shirt printed up with Patreon sanctioned. How many times has it been?
12, 19,
something like that. I think conversely, I probably see Mark performing live more than any other artist ever.
Wow.
You lucky bastard.
Haven't we all?
Possibly. I don't need to do the maths. It just feels like it, in a good way. Okay, so I've recently started doing songs with Finny Pippin as well, which is unfortunate because it's coincided with me developing shaky hands while I'm playing. So this is a song I've only played live once before because I've always had two shaky hands to play it before. But I'm feel quite comfortable with you guys. This is This is about a railway station in Lincolnshire that closed in 1976 or something. Of course it is. It's a well-worn theme, but I think there's still life in it. This is called Dream of Firsby Station.
Step into Wiley's. There'll just be time for half of papers. Back on the platform, over the bridge for Skegness.
You've probably heard that thing about encores as like a movement, isn't there, against encores? Have you seen that? Anyone seen that?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a thing. There's like lots of, I don't know how to start, it's probably one of these social media things that the young people have now.
It was a lovely egg. So
was it a lovely eggs?
It was the lovely eggs.
Okay, they're not young people at all, are they?
Considering they're
about our age, aren't they?
Your age. Obviously, they're taking their lead from the wedding present, who've never done that.
That'll be it, of course.
Yeah. Then nobody's right.
Anyway, that's brilliant, isn't it? That new encore thing's completely punk rock. Which doesn't apply to Totally Acoustic at all. If you want me to play more songs after I've finished, I will. If you don't, I won't. It's that simple. I'm not. There we go. There's plenty of time. But this is my last song. And it's about what happened when they played my song on Radio 1. And it's called They Played My Song. I haven't, it's not, perhaps it's not only the literalism of the introduction that owes something to Mark. when I debuted the song in my sitting room on my ukulele to my girlfriend, I got to the end of the song and said, "What do you think of that? That's pretty, that's kind of like the songs I used to write before 2010 when everything went shit. It's quite funny, isn't it? And humorous and stuff. It's not like these gloomy songs I've written since the world turned to shit in 2010 when the Tories got back into government and Grimsby got relegated to the conference. this is like the songs I used to write." It sounds really hip at that.
With a smile on his face.
Exactly. So, they play my song on the radio. I got an email from a bloke called Rob the Bank. It turned out he was on the radio. He said, "I got your single from the Rough Trade online shop. Next week I'm gonna play it on my show." Rob had an evening show, and so I stayed up late. I believe it when I hear it, I declare. Several hours later on, my girlfriend woke me up. I couldn't believe what I heard. They played my song on Radio 1, shortly before 3 a.m. They played my song on Radio 1. It's never gonna happen again. Now I produced that single in the attic of my house. Some might think that lo-fi sound a mess. When Rob played the track, the levels went into the red. The levels of the sound and of his stress. Rob sounded quite astounded by my cool distorted stuff, broadcasting this with apology. He said, "I'm sorry for the sound on that last track. We had to rip the vinyl to CD." They played my song on Radio 1. They had to rip the vinyl to CD. They played my song on Radio 1. Basically broke the BBC. When my next EP came out, I sent it off to Rob. This time I'd had it properly engineered. It would have sounded lovely if he'd given it a spin. But alas, I never heard a word. As I grow older, I look back on all I've done. It passes 30 seconds of my day. But while I may be sure of deathbed reminiscences, at least I'll be able to say, they play my song on Radio 1, shortly before 3 a.m.
Thank you.
More.
I said that was my last song.
More.
I didn't say that was my last item on the set list. This is a poem called Declutter. It was about, well, it's about getting bored of mountains, but it's about something else. Mam Tor, Helvellyn, Snowden, so much clutter. Glutted on ruggedness, weary of sublime, I hanker for no Fuji pilgrimage, just a mind blank as a salt flat.
And that was Totally Acoustic. Their next one is a Christmas special on Thursday the 11th of December when we got Frankie Machine and Chris TT, and you can find all the details of that on our website, which is www.totallyacoustic.com. So thanks to everyone who played this time. It was lovely. Thanks for everybody who came. Thank you to you for listening, and we'll see you next time.